When I went to go out to work this morning, I went round the side of my drive to get into my van, and it was just a big empty space, and it was gonked-like because I couldn't believe car and vans parked in the drive side by side, and the van was gone. So I reported to the police, and then they phoned me about an hour later to say the van was got up in Bear Road and it was completely gutted, burned out. So I went up and seen it, and was just devastated to see it, because it brought a tear to me, to tell you the truth, just because I was on my way to take children in wheelchairs to school, and it was a whole handling then trying to get cover, because you know there's shortage of wheelchair vehicles in the area, and you know it's not the easiest thing, and I had to phone some of the parents to get the parents to try and take the children in their own car. And you know, just it's my work, it's my business, my livelihood, and you know, just to be left in ashes.
And it's a specially designed car you
Oh
have.
yeah. I bought it specifically a year and a half ago, this one where the ram comes out of the floor, and you know, it's an ideal wheelchair accessible vehicle. It takes any size of wheelchair. You know, some vans in the town wouldn't be able to take big wheelchairs, mine can take any size, you know, the big electric ones and heavy ones, and that's why I bought it, because it was always awkward sometimes getting some wheelchairs into the smaller vans that I had previous, you know. And this one was purpose-built for the job, and it made life easier for me too, because it was less stressful and pushing chairs up and big ramps, and you know, with this one the floor, the fan higher lowered up and down, the suspension at the back, you know, to make it an easy access and easier for your customers as well, because you know they get enough of bumping about in wheelchairs, you know, and it was everybody liked it, and you know, because it was a proper accessible taxi.
And every day you'd be taking disabled children, disabled adults from
Yeah,
A to B.
school, the appointments, hospitals, doctors, whatever, dentists, and social occasions, and you know, a lot of people rely on the service, you know.
And you were showing me the van. It's completely gutted. And it was only found 5 minutes away from where you live.
From where I live, yeah.
What are you feeling today? Did you think anything that this could happen?
Well, you never do. You think it's going to happen to you. You know, car crime's been kind of on the rise in the area lately. There's been quite a lot, even from our area, been taken over the past while. And, you know, it's just creepy to think there's people slitching around or mooching around outside your house, you know, and you don't even know, you know.
And does it make you angry that someone can come into your driveway where you, your
Oh,
wife, your son lives?
of course, right, because you know, you're on a private property, and you know, you just, it's a terrible thing that you can't sleep in your bed at night without, you know, people being around your house. It's a creepy feeling, you know, and makes you uncomfortable. I just don't know what type of people, what their mindset is, you know, what satisfaction they get out of burning a vehicle, you know, like that. Like, I also have a car in the drive. They didn't take the car. I wouldn't have probably felt as bad about the car, because, you know, it could do without the car, with having the van, you know. The car's just there for my Sunday cars, I call it.
And what would you say to those responsible?
Well, I just don't know what to say then, because they're just vermin, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, get a life. Have a bit of thought for people that depend on such vehicles.